Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about something that I don't think gets enough attention from experts, and that is whether narcissists are dangerous. Now, of course, this is a general question, and therefore the answer will be general as well. It is impossible to predict the behavior of human beings with any accuracy at all, so just remember that every situation is a little bit different. So let's jump right in. Are narcissists dangerous? In a word, yes, they are. Narcissists tend to view people as either stepping stones on the path to what they want or as stumbling blocks in the way of it. As objects, in other words, someone with this way of looking at things is very dangerous. One of the biggest things that keeps us from hurting or killing other people is empathy. We are able to understand emotionally how other people feel, and because of that, we don't want to hurt them. Narcissists generally don't have that ability. If they do, it is a dysfunctional and maladaptive type of empathy that is just not strong enough to override their impulses and feelings. A non-personality disordered person's inner dialogue might go something like this. Oh, I really like this necklace my friend left lying out. I wish I could have it. The desire for the necklace might lead to the impulse to take the necklace, because we're all primitive beings underneath, but morality and empathy keeps you from doing it. You might say to yourself, oh, if I took it, my friend would be hurt because she trusts me, or it's wrong to steal. This inner dialogue does not occur in a personality disordered person. They simply see the necklace, want the necklace, and if the opportunity exists, they will take the necklace. There is no consideration of morality because the narcissist dictates their own morality as whatever they want to do is okay to do. If someone stole from the narcissist would be very, very angry, but they don't experience these conflicts when it's their own behavior. There is no conflict. It's I see, I want, I take. The subject of their friend's hurt feelings or broken trust also generally would not come up. If it does, it's dismissed or rationalized away because it's just not as important as the narcissist wanting the necklace. This rationalization would be accomplished by arguments like, oh, she'll never know, or she doesn't need it anyway. The only conflict that exists within the narcissist in this kind of situation is not morality or empathy, but fear. They don't fear hurting their friend or the guilt of stealing. They fear being caught, being shamed. They fear being seen as a bad person. Nobody likes a thief, and the narcissist knows that. Now, they have no problem with being a thief. They have a problem with people knowing they're a thief. They don't want to get caught. There are times when the narcissist will appear to exercise morality in these kinds of situations, but this is actually generally because they have their eyes on another bigger goal. Like, if I take the necklace and she finds out, she won't take me on that trip to Mexico with her and I really want to go. As you can see, it isn't morality that has won here, but a bigger desire. So the conflict or the rationalization is solved by thinking along the lines of, if I satisfy my desire for this thing, the necklace, my desire for the other thing, the trip to Mexico, will not be fulfilled and I want that thing more. The thought process of the narcissist is not, is it okay to do this, but rather, can I succeed or can I get away with doing this? If the answer is yes, most of the time they'll do it. If they think they can get away with it, they will do it. This is why they're dangerous, because they're not guided by a set of internal rules and standards, but by whatever external monitors there happen to be. If there are no external monitors, they'll do whatever they want. It has been said that integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is looking. Going by that, then we would say narcissists have no integrity. Alone with a narcissist who feels that no one will know or see what they're doing, it's a very dangerous place to be. They have no empathy, no morals, no integrity, and no impulse control. A narcissist who has never been physically abusive is a narcissist who has either never felt they could get away with it or who has never felt the need to be physically abusive. It's not because they have some moral objection to hurting other people, because they don't. If they felt they could get away with it and it was necessary, they would do it. It's the same with murder. A narcissist who has never killed anybody is a narcissist who has either never felt they could get away with it or who's never felt they needed to kill anyone. Prisons are full of narcissists. These are the people who feel they have the right to take things that don't belong to them, the right to assault others, the right to rape others, the right to kill others. They feel entitled to any and everything they want just because they want it. This is partially because the dynamic of want and need is very confused in the mind of a narcissist. Everything they want, they think they need. And if they need it, that means they're entitled to it. If you need something, then you're entitled to it. You're entitled to food. You're entitled to air. They believe they're entitled to everything they want because they don't believe they want it. They feel they need it. This means if you get in their way, you are denying them fulfillment of their needs. This is not an enviable place to be in, and it doesn't just involve material things. For example, love triangles. In a love triangle, there are three people. One person is the desired object, and the other two people are competing to win this desired object. Now, this is a volatile emotional situation no matter who's involved. When narcissists are involved, it can turn into a deadly situation very quickly. Narcissists don't like competitions. They seek to control every situation because they feel that they are perpetual losers. And they can't take not just the shame of being the loser here, but the rejection that this entails as well. They prefer to simply eliminate the competition and win by default. If this requires murder, then it requires murder. They have no moral quandaries over these kinds of things. They only have practical quandaries. This resolves itself in the mind of the narcissist by thinking things like, if he's gone, she'll have no other choice but to be with me. The rage factor of narcissism is largely at play here also, which is what makes them murderous in the first place. The person in the middle of the love triangle belongs to the narcissist. This is how the narcissist feels. And how dare someone else think they can take something that belongs to the narcissist? The desired object is not seen as a person with their own feelings, wants, and identity, but as an actual object that can be stolen, as an actual object to be won. Someone trying to take something that belongs to the narcissist is in very grave danger. These people do not suffer loss well at all. This is why so many narcissists are domestic abusers and murderers. I have a theory that most, if not all, domestic abusers are narcissists, specifically borderline personalities, because of the rage, the desperation, the delusional thinking, and the inability to deal with rejection, as well as the fact that it's often only their romantic and personal relationships where they actually have problems. Borderline personality disordered narcissists often feel that without a partner to validate their existence, they don't exist at all. Losing their partner means losing themselves in a very real way. It's a threat to their very existence. Because they fear rejection and abandonment so much, they perceive it in everything, even when it's not really there. They then react to this perceived rejection and abandonment with rage, hysteria, and violence in order to punish their partner and force their partner to do what the narcissist wants them to do. This, in turn, causes the partner to reject the narcissist for real, which leads to more abuse. The domestic abuser narcissist is essentially saying, what you want doesn't matter, what you need doesn't matter. Nothing about you matters. Only what I want matters, and what I want is for you to stay with me because I cannot face the shame of failure and the rejection of you leaving. You exist only to fulfill that need, only to stop the anxiety and the turmoil that I will feel if that happens. If you don't give me what I want, what I need, I will hurt you. If that doesn't work, I will kill you. This is an example of the power and control narcissists believe they have over other people. That belief is absolutely essential to their lives. Everything is constructed around that belief. When this belief is threatened, such as by a partner leaving or attempting to end the relationship, they perceive that as life-threatening. This is why they feel murder is a justifiable response. When the loss of a partner equals the loss of the self or the identity, this is then interpreted into a nothing left to lose situation. If you add in the revenge and punishment factor that is a core element of all narcissism, you have a situation that has become extremely dangerous. Narcissists who have killed their partners are even known to react with surprise that people don't think it was okay for them to do that. They can't understand why they're in trouble when, in their opinion, they only did what anybody else would do in the same situation. What would you do if your life was threatened? You would take out the threat. They believe this is a life-threatening situation and they will respond in extremity. So to answer the question, yes, narcissists are dangerous. Who else but a narcissist thinks that what they want is more important than someone's life? I hope this cleared up some things for you. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by LittleShaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. As always, I look forward to your comments, stories, and suggestions. Anybody who is in a physically abusive situation, please get help as soon as possible. Thank you for listening. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.